You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 24th of April 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioalbion.com. Yes, once again, we've reached the end of another week, and of course, we do understand that you are at home, you're not actually driving home from work or listening to this in your lunch hour, but we do know that you are wanting to hear from my co-host today, the one and only Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just curious how many people are really, you know, because you turn on the TV and like the media people, the news people, you know, they're showing themselves in their houses. And I'm really wondering how many people, I mean, I'm not talking about people that basically live in their houses by themselves all the time normally anyway, but people who normally don't. I wonder how many people are actually doing this lock themselves in their house thing. Because like IRL, I know like of one couple that's actually kind of doing that, and everybody else is like lulls going on with the regular lives, you know, still shaking hands, still making deals, still talking, you know, like within 10 foot of one another. So I'm wondering if this is like just like here in America, is that just a thing in the Northeast in California where people are actually like freaked out and like, you're within 10 feet of me, or you know, if it's, I don't know, I'm just wondering how widespread all of that is, probably more widespread than the corona.
I think there's probably more of it in Britain because we're more crammed into a tiny space. I mean, you've got a huge lot of space over there in America, and you've got some parts that have got the corona really bad, and you've got other parts that haven't. So it's probably worse in Britain than over there in America, I would suggest, just from what I've seen with the protests that they've had over there. I mean, there certainly wouldn't be anything like that happening over here in Britain. It's far too much like a police state now. I mean, they would be locking people up if they had protests. But we have got some good news for you listeners today, because we've got a subject that doesn't actually have anything to do with coronavirus. The elusive needle in a haystack has been found. And it is all about University Challenge, which for our American listeners is it's a quiz show for the brainiest, brightest students in university in Britain. Well, University Challenge has been challenged over its lack of diversity amongst its brainiest students. Beaton Cambridge Brain Box Wang has argued that University Challenge should be more inclusive of women, as shocked viewers slammed the show over its all-male final last night. Ian Wang, 21, starred in the final for the quiz show alongside his all-male team from Corpus Christi of Cambridge and rivals Imperial College London. After his team lost the prize, scoring just 105 points while their opponents earned a whopping 275, Wang tweeted, "All male finals are just straight up bad, and team selectors have a big say in making sure the show is less male dominated." And just to paraphrase that, basically what he is saying is that they need to diversify these teams. They need to have more women in them. And just reading that, I'm asking myself, isn't that misogynistic? Isn't that a little bit sexist? Because what he is implying here is the reason his team lost is that there were no women on the opposing team. And perhaps if there had been women on the opposing team, then his team might have won. And as well as that, he's drawing attention to the fact that the brainiest students in Britain don't actually include any females among them. What do you make of this, Grandpa?
I just hung up on that. If you've ever seen that old movie Caddyshack, I can't help but to read this, and I keep thinking, not here, Wang, it's the parking lot. You know, If you haven't seen the movie, you don't get the joke. And if you have, you know it's funny. So we'll leave it at that. I wonder if how come Wang didn't offer to give up his position on the show? He should have just stood on principle and said, "I want to hand my position." To a female. He didn't do that. Instead, he's whining and complaining. Why are we? And they lost badly. I mean, 105 to 275. No idea what this game show is. No idea what it's about. I'm assuming it's like a nerdier version of Jeopardy. But you know, I mean, they lost and lost badly. So, I mean, they were the dumbest team up there. So why does this guy think he has like some sort of moral position to now whine and preach that they need more women on there? You know, is he implying that when they were trying out for the show, like these super brainy females were showing up and trying out for the show, and the judges were literally like, "You're not going on the bloody show because you have a vagina. No vaginas on the show, please." No, it's just, you know, what's he implying? Like they're purposely not having women on the show? Because, I mean, it's stupid. I don't think anybody, I mean, all of these outfits, all of these, you know, things like this entertainment, I mean, they bend over backwards. They do everything they can to try to have as much diversity on them. And then you have this guy who's sitting here whining and complaining that, oh, they're trying to get, his name's Wang. They tried to keep women off the show. They try to keep women off show. It's very bad, very misogynistic. I mean, again, what's he even trying to imply? Like there is a systematic program that if you have a vagina, you're not allowed on the show. Well, we know that's not the case. So it's just really insufferable whining from a member of the losing team.
Yeah, you don't expect that really from the Chinese to start complaining that there aren't women on the other team. And the other team did get twice as many points as his team. So for him to then point out, well, they didn't have any women on there. I mean, it is really suggesting that if they did have women on there, his team might have stood a better chance of winning. Well, it comes after viewers flooded to social media to criticize the program, with one commenting, "University Challenge seems to have gradually regressed into the 19th century with fewer and fewer women participants year on year. 9 men and not one woman on screen tonight." Well, I wonder why that could be, why there are fewer and fewer women on the Brainiest Students in Britain program. The final marked the first time in 3 years that a female competitor has not played on the top two teams in the University Challenge competition. Now, what that says to me is that there just aren't any bright enough women out there. And that is really what these tweeters are highlighting. Now, I've looked into this and I found some information about the gender differences between IQ. And men are more likely to have higher IQs than women. Estimates drawn from a bell curve show that 1.4 times more men than women will have an IQ over 120. And 2.5 times more men will have an IQ over 140. Females and males will score equally until about age 16, before the males then pull ahead until age 25. The reality is that there is about a 3 to 5 point difference between men and women in adulthood, but most studies will use figures from adolescence to mislead people into thinking that there is no IQ difference. The female standard deviation also clusters more tightly than the male one, meaning more gifted males by a ratio of about 8 gifted males to 1 gifted female, but also 8 to 9 mentally retarded males to 1 mentally retarded female. And what that means is that women's IQ doesn't vary so much. And this is why most geniuses are male, because women are all between the not that low and not that high, but men go very low and they also go very high. Yet men are now actively discriminated against in STEM fields to make up for the fewer numbers of women in these high IQ college programs and professions. The probable outcome to this is that lower IQ women are being selected over higher IQ men due to discrimination against men. Already, fewer men are now choosing to go to college, and the ratio of women over men on university campuses is nearly 2 to 1. So basically, in these universities, you've already got twice as many women as there are men, and yet there aren't women on this team. And as we've just learned, men are eight times more likely, or eight, eight gifted, mentally gifted males to one mentally gifted female. This is the reason why those university challenge teams this year were all males. And if they had, if one of those teams had a female on there, the chances are that because of that, that team would lose. And this is just the facts of reality. This isn't being sexist. This isn't being mean to women. This is just science. This is just what IQ tests tell us. But because people don't know what the actual reality of life is, they think that this is somehow these people that pick these teams going against women. When it can't possibly be that, can it? If they outnumber men 2-1 in the universities.
Well, I stand appalled at your misogyny, Sven, and I just want to go ahead and state right now that I disavow your hatred of women. In fact, I'm calling for the Ethiopian that's ahead of the WHO to be replaced by a woman immediately in the name of equality. And not to mention the fact that you know, women aren't interested in this stuff. They keep pushing this, you know, more women in STEM fields. And the fact of the matter, it's not even like women are going into the sciences, the STEM stuff and flunking out. They're just not interested in it. And they keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And it doesn't fit. It'd be like if you tried to push me into being interested in, I don't know, clothing design or something. I'd have absolutely no interest in that. And same thing for women. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, why should there be? But then maybe that brings us to another problem. Maybe the problem is the topics on this show. The topics themselves, man, I think I've nailed this. The topics themselves are sexist. So I'm thinking they need to add different categories. I was just scribbling some down here while you were blowing my brain up with all of this nerdy science talk. Other topics that could be on the show. Meghan Markle's outfit decisions for the past week. This could be a part of this science show. Makeup tips, you know, especially with people in lockdown. They could have like a whole category where they ask the participants about different makeup ideas or how to style your hair on a certain day. And of course, if you really, really want to get to the, you know, cream de la crop of intelligence here, you could go through like Kardashian marriage history. That could be something you could do. And then you get rid of all of these sexist math questions and crap, I guess. I'm assuming that they have on the show. Like I say, it's not like I've ever watched the show. You could get rid of all of these sexist questions. You see, the questions themselves, the topics themselves are what's sexist. Do we need to get more things like celebrity things and outfit choices, makeup choices, hairstyling choices, and things such as that to truly reach equality? Because in a world of equality, those topics are just important as some nerdy crap that nobody cares about. nobody cares about, like, I don't know, the history of where some people came from or what certain atoms do when they interact with whatever the hell. Nobody cares about that. People want to know about what celebrities are doing. It's time for them to realize their inherent sexism by having these nerdy topics that the participants have to answer. What do you think, Sven? You like my idea? I think it's good.
I think it's a great idea. What surprises me about this is, you know, nobody was complaining that there weren't any sub-Saharan Africans on there or there weren't any Eskimos on there. They just decided to pick on the fact that there weren't any women on there in this program. And that does surprise me. But after the program aired last night, fan favorite Wang took to social media to share his message about equality. He retweeted an earlier post shared in February urging those selecting the teams to be inclusive to women. In it, he wrote, "If you're in charge of picking your university or college's university challenge team, try to find ways of being more inclusive to women. When you advertise your tryouts on Facebook, say that you want more women to take part. I think some unis have run all female tryouts too." And again, that just seems to me as if, you know, he's subtly mocking women here, isn't he? He's saying he's trying to get the other teams to pick women so that his team stands more of a chance of winning. And well, basically, the way this thing runs is all on merit. If you have the qualifications. If you pass the test, you are going to get on the team. And what he's suggesting here is that instead of doing that, they need to just make a few exceptions, maybe lower the bar a little bit. I mean, how else are they going to make it more inclusive to women? I mean, it's basically you just answer the questions, and if you get the questions wrong, you don't make it into the team. I mean, basically, that's what he's doing, isn't it? He is subtly insulting women here by trying to get more of them on the opposing team, I think.
No, I'm just breathtaking, though. You brought up just such an amazing point of the inherent racism here, because there's no Aborigines on this panel. Why are there no Abos on this science game show thing? I mean, what kind of racism? And it's not like you can't go find an Aborigine who'd be willing to go on TV. So, I mean, why are we having all this racism? And apparently, whatever university was selected Wang there, they didn't do very good either, since they lost by a huge margin. This thing wasn't even close. And but we should totally listen to this guy, you know? Yeah, I don't know. I guess it is. It's all how you read it. I mean, he's kind of whining because it might have been easier for him if they'd have put more women on it. Or is he saying that their team would have done better if he himself would have been replaced by a woman? I think his social signaling should be answered with these tough questions.
He quite clearly hasn't thought it out, has he, really, what the ramifications of his tweets actually are. Well, in last year's final, two women competed for Oxford's St. Edmund Hall, with Marcelina Bresson and Lizzie Fry competing against the all-male team from Edinburgh. And then it doesn't actually tell us whether they won or they lost. So I'm guessing they actually lost. Meanwhile, in 2018, there were female contestants on both teams to make the final, with Leonie Woodland captaining Oxford's Merton team and Rosie McCowan joining St. John's Cambridge team. There was also a female competitor in the 2016 final, with Hannah Woods competing against three men for Peterhouse Cambridge. So what do we learn from this? Well, we learn that women are actually not getting any brainier, are they? They seem to actually be getting less brainier, and that couldn't possibly be because they're not being challenged, because they're just being led into these universities on diversity quotas. They're giving them special questions that they're going to find it easier to answer, and because of that, they're not actually being challenged, so they're not actually making the grade to get onto these teams. I mean, that's what it says to me. If gradually you're getting less and less women on these teams, and as we know, over the last few years, there's been more of a drive to get more women into these top universities, and the way that they've been doing it is by giving them an extra 15 minutes, I think it was, on maths tests in order to get more of them in there on mathematics and science, allowing them to have a slightly lower grade than the men, having a numbers list and saying, well, if you have this number of men, you've got to have this number of women, regardless of whether they actually make the grade or not. And the results of that are that you don't have brainy enough women this year to join the team, I think.
I'm just having this vision of being a guy and showing up for one of these tryouts, you know, and say, I don't know how this takes, but I just picture everybody like in the same room, and you're like all lined up, and they're asking you questions one by one, and you're standing in the line, and they hit you with something like in a complete vacuum, what is the acceleration rate of a quantum particle, you know, if it's, you know, squared by pi? Obviously, I'm just pulling that out. But yeah, you get the picture, you know, the quantum acceleration rate of a neutron if it is within the gravitational field of a black hole, and you're sitting here rattling this off. And then they go to the next person, and you've got this woman sitting next to you, and it's like, okay, what is the rate of Beyonce's booty in 2018 versus the shape and rate of Beyonce's booty in 2014. Yeah, you'd be sitting there like, what? Yeah, they need to change these questions. I'm telling you, and they probably will. I'm making a joke of it, and it'll probably transpire. The way I keep myself from being blackpilled on all of this silliness, by the way, is I just keep thinking that now that they're detonating the economies globally, worldwide, and there's going to come a time, I think, in the very near future when nobody is going to have time for the silliness. I mean, sure, we may all be starving to death, but at least we – At least we'll no longer be beat over the head with this sort of nonsense. Every cloud has a silver lining. I think this is one of them. You know, at some point in time, all of this manufactured fake outrage, a lot of it will go away. Another thing that wears me out too is, you know, you like this article here. Have you noticed this trend in the media? I'm sure you have, Sven, because you're like me. You have to go through so much media crap just as a part of the sacrifice that we make for the audience here at Radio Albion. And have you noticed the number of news articles that when you actually get to reading them, the main subject matter is random people tweeting on Twitter? You know, Twitter erupted in outrage. And it's like there's no one left on Twitter except commies, basically, and people posting cat pics. And the cat pics are probably questionable because – you know, they could be racist campaign. I don't know. But it's like you have these lazy news articles now, and it's all about how people are, quote unquote, outraged about something on Twitter. It's just, you know, why would anybody care? I don't care. But apparently lazy journalists, quote unquote, journalists think we care. I'm looking forward. You know, one of the things to look forward to while people are struggling to find food and hoping they don't get kicked out of their house is there'll be some actual outrage versus this low-tier manufactured crap that we're treated to today.
Yeah, I think looking at Twitter, you're not going to get a properly example of what the general public is like, because it is just filled up with communists on there nowadays. Well, last night's all-male final was hotly anticipated, with both teams coming to the show with no defeats. Fans were eager to see two of the contestants, Brandon Blackwell of Imperial College and Wang, battle it out after both being hailed by fans as the best ever contestants going head to head. Brandon led his team's win, taking control of the answers despite not being the captain and giving an outstanding performance with many of his correct answers guesses. Meanwhile, Wang, an English student from Sale, Greater Manchester, had been responsible for 319 of Corpus Christi's 1,190. On last night's episode, he fell notably silent, with his team falling shockingly behind. So this is just bad sour grapes, isn't it? I mean, he's just complaining here because he's lost and he didn't want people saying, well, hang on a minute, he's the only guy that's not white on the team. And he forgot all the answers. So nobody's actually pointing that out either. But despite the impressive performances, viewers said they were stunned by the all-male lineup. One commented, just watched four men compete against four men in a quiz presented by a man with a prize presented by a man. Hashtag, where are the women? Well, as we've pointed out, I mean, what this shows is that we don't have brainy enough women to get on the team. Another wrote, why is it that most participants are men? Quote from tonight's University Challenge is a young man's game. FFS, yes, that is the question. Why is it that most participants in this Brain of Britain quiz, why is it that they are all men? I mean, they're asking these questions, they're making these tweets, but they don't actually realise what is implied by the answer, that they're that brainwashed and damaged that they can't see that the wood for the trees, basically. I mean, how can you ask the question, why is it the most participants in this are men, and then assume that it must be because women are oppressed? There is no oppression of women. You've got twice as many women as men at these universities, and yet they're not making the grade. What do you make of this, Grandpa?
Well, I'm wondering, I'm looking at this contradiction here. On the one hand, they tell us that everybody was looking forward to these two guys, which fans had hailed as the best participants ever. But how could they be the best participants ever if they're not women? You know, and then afterwards now, randos on the internet are bitching because there were no women on the team. Again, who cared? I mean, really, I get hung up on this, but these news articles, you know, these articles such as this, they operate on this assumption that anybody gives a shit what random people on Twitter are outraged about. I mean, who cares? I mean, when I talk about things I do and stuff, you know, I assume my audience, you know, I do something a little different. We have audiences, and I assume that I try my best to talk about things, you know, the audience cares about, because, you know, it's what I do. It's what you do, Sven. You know, we care. We hope the audience gets something out of it. We try to target our audience with information that they care care about that's meaningful to them. But I don't have any illusions that like random people off the street care anything about what I say, what I think about things, my opinion on things. I mean, I don't have any illusions that anybody cares about my opinion on this. It's just another opinion. And yet you have these articles like this, and they try to present this idea that anybody cares what somebody's hashtag, where are the women on Twitter thing. I mean, I don't. Nobody cares. Why are we even supposed to care? But again, we're supposed to be all worked up over this manufactured pseudo outrage. They just told us these two guys were the most popular contestants ever. And then they wanted to go on and say everybody was outraged because there were no women, but you can't be both. If they were both women and they were the most popular contestants ever, then that would kind of fit what they're trying, I think, to portray with this story. But it's all contradictory because the whole thing is based on feels. It's the feels of this guy who got BTFO'd in this round of this show. You know, it's about the feels of random people off of Twitter. The whole thing is about feels and how you should feel because you didn't see any women up there. It's all nonsensical because there's no logic involved. And ironically, it's supposed to be a show based on science, but there's no science here. It's all about the feels. So it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and his feels were hurt because he lost, and he's blaming the fact that he lost on the fact that there weren't any women on the opposing team. Well, former team captain Bobby Seagull told Radio 4's Today listeners that women were put off appearing on the programme because of the torrent of abuse female contestants receive. Well, it doesn't seem like a torrent of abuse when you've got this contestant that just lost who's complaining that there aren't women on there. That's not a torrent of abuse, is it? He insisted that teams weren't always all male, saying it does vary sometimes. We have seen some amazing women. He said, as a selector of teams on University Challenge, mainly at Emmanuel, we had at stages maybe 100 applicants and less than 20% is women. Well, these are women before they've even actually got onto the team. So how are they going to get a torrent of abuse when nobody's even heard of them? And yet only 20% of the applicants are women. And I dare say that there is a test to actually be an applicant. You don't just write into University Challenge and say, I'd like to be on the show. You actually have to pass tests. You actually have to be qualified to do this. So what they're saying is only 1 in 5 of the people that are actually qualified to do this are women. Why don't they just be honest and say that? Which would make sense when we hear that only 1 in 8 gifted people, as we heard earlier, is a female. Well, what we've got here is 1 in 5 applicants is a female. I mean, that fits in with the science that we already know about. But they won't tell us here that actually there's a test involved. He just likes to pretend that, oh, it's just women just aren't applying. And the reason why they're not applying is because of these nasty, mean trolls on Twitter. What do you make of his pathetic excuses here, Grandpa?
Well, in this context, a lot of times too, I mean, anytime women, I mean, you get men competing against one another, even like nerdy science guys, when you get men competing against one another, if you insert women into that environment, of course, they're going to find it abusive and shocking. That's why whenever you see women like insist on, you know, they need to, if you have like an all man's club or something and women jump up and down and says, you have to let women in, you have to let women in. And then they get in there and they don't like it. And they want to bitch and complain about it and start changing things because it's an all male atmosphere. And if you get an environment such as this, where you have men that are competing against one another, it's just by its very nature going to seem abusive and non-friendly to women, because that's what environments where men are competing against one another are like. For instance, I mean, if you have a deal here and they ask a question and a guy gets it wrong, you could picture where another one of these science guys would be like, you're stupid, I can't believe you got that wrong. And the guy that got it wrong would be like, F off or something. You know, I mean, that's just how it is. But in that same situation where if a woman gets a question that all the other participants view is like easy, shouldn't have got wrong, and they say that same thing, then she's gonna have like this emotional meltdown and how dare you, this is such an abusive atmosphere, I'm undergoing all of this suffering, this abusive atmosphere, because they told me I was stupid because I got that question wrong. And they would have told a man it was stupid too. This is what it looks like when men are, you know, competing in a subject that they're all well versed in. There's going to be bants There's going to be people saying things. There's going to be people. And in an environment like this, a game show environment, of course, people are going to be trying to throw the other team off their game. And there's going to be little games like that going on. And women are just ill prepared for that because they're so emotionally knocked off of balance. And apparently so is Wang. I mean, Wang is just coming off as a whiny little bitch in this whole thing. They don't need any more women. They don't need women. They could just classify Wang as a woman because he's coming off as a total whiny bitch about this whole thing. And wait, Sven, I found the answer. They've just got to start having some of these guys in these STEM fields start identifying. We could do for this STEM game show competition thing, we could do like the whole transgenders and women's sports. We just need to have trans participants, and then they can't complain about lack of women because you can't go against that narrative. I think we struck upon the answer. See, here at Radio Albion, we work together in problem solving. And once again, right here on this show, so, and we've worked this problem out. Just start inserting trans participants. The quality of the show won't go down, and they can't complain about no women being on there. Great idea. If I say so myself, Sven, come on now, pat on the back.
I do think that is a good idea, because if you work it out, if the gifted men outnumber the gifted women 8-1, and you've actually got 4 people on each team, then that would be one woman amongst 7 men. And if you actually had it equal, say you had 2 women on each team, then the 4 men that were there would be so much better at the show than the women that the women would end up looking rather silly. And again, they would then be mocked. And it's the same situation that we had over here when they made Diane Abbott into the Shadow Home Secretary, and she couldn't add up. She kept messing things up. And this is because she comes from Jamaica. They got an average IQ of 75. Her IQ is probably about 85. And she was put there as a top quality MP against white MPs with IQs of about 120. So, of course, she looked rather ridiculous, and she became the clown of the country. It was nothing to do with race. It was just to do with the fact that she wasn't bright enough. And she was trolled mercilessly for this. And it was so wrong of the Labour Party to put her in that position. And that is what you would get if you ended up putting these women on these shows. They would be trolled mercilessly just because the statistics tell us that they wouldn't be as competent at these shows as the men. And the fact that you have women outnumbering men at the university 2-1, when really it should be men outnumbering women 8-1, going by the incidence of gifted people in the population. It just shows you that the standard of the show would go down, and there would be merciless mockery of these women. Well, this team captain, Bobby Seagull, he explained, "Last night I spoke to a lady called Lucy Clark, who was a top class quizzer this year and reached the semi-finals. She said, women face a torrent of abuse by a minority of people and trolls on social media. Actually, this experience of abuse and objectification makes women think, if I go on University Challenge, there's a solid chance I may be trolled just for my appearance or just because I'm a woman." No, it's not just because of your appearance. And let's just look at this again. A top quizzer called Lucy Clark. She reached the semi-finals, but she didn't actually get any further than the semi-finals. She lost, and it was after she lost that she was mocked online. And that's not for her appearance. That's not because she's a woman. That's because she didn't actually meet the grade. And the fact of the matter is that she didn't reach the grade because she didn't get any further than the semi-finals. So, they're just trying to, again, they're just trying to make excuses here. What do you make of this, Grandpa, this excuse and this top lady quizzer who made it to the semi-finals?
Well, how many people didn't even get on the show? How many people, much less made the semifinals? I mean, that's pretty, getting on the semifinals, competing against people that are, apparently pretty gifted, pretty smart in these fields. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. I think the fact that just blowing off this woman's accomplishment of getting to the semifinals is, I'm being absolutely serious here. I think that's kind of insulting. I couldn't make it to the semifinals. you know, on something like this. And she did well enough. She qualified for the show. She got through the rounds. She made it to the semifinals. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze about. I mean, only one, you know, there, if you're competing and you're going to find somebody who is the best, there's only one person's going to be the best. If you're going to have one team or one individual person, and at the end of it, they did the best, they are the winner. That means everybody else has to lose. You know, but making it to the semifinals and then acting like, oh, well, that was nothing. I think this is more insulting than all of this other nonsense and this pseudo outrage that we're being treated to with this thing. I think making it to the semifinals for anybody, male or female, in a competition, something like, you know, such as this, is very impressive. And I think, you know, this reaction to it, like, acting like it's no big deal because somehow she wasn't on the finals because of sexism or something. I think that really is more of a slap in the face than any of this.
Well, yeah, well, this is the point, isn't it? I mean, I don't want this to come across as if we're, you know, as if we're knocking women. I mean, this the fact that women are outnumbered 8-1 by the gifted men, when you do get a gifted woman, they're going to be an extreme rarity. And you know, they're going to be an absolute asset to the country and an asset to the university. But you haven't got that at these universities. You've got twice as many women as there are men. So in actual fact, what you've got there is some pretty mediocre women, basically. And they're being told that actually that they're just being held down by men. So they go on a quiz show like this and they get accelerated into the team because they want more women on the team. And then when they fail, it's absolutely crushing for them because they've been built up that they're just as bright as men are.
Yeah, and once again, this could all be solved by simply being more inclusive of transgender participants. They're problem solved. The quality of the answers won't go down. The complaining about no women being on the panelists on the finals, that no longer holds water. I think we've really just I think this problem solved, Sven. I think just transgender participants. This is the answer. This is the key ingredient because there's no trans people on these finals. So this too is some form of discrimination. So, you know, let's kill two birds at one stone, if you would. We get rid of the lack of trans representation and we get rid of the lack of female representation. We just, yeah, we nail it all.
Well, unfortunately, they didn't actually come out with that idea. Continuing with what Mr. Seagull came out with, he also insisted that the producers of University Challenge had diversified the questions to include a more varied range of topics, adding, "I think the trolling issue does need to be challenged." Well, by diversifying the questions, the trolling issue is only going to get worse. What they mean by diversifying the questions is we made the questions easier. So, of course, if you make the questions easier so that you can get more diverse participants on, and then when the diverse participants are actually challenged by really hard questions, which they have to do to put it so that people don't say that all these questions have been lowered, then they're going to fail, aren't they? And again, they're going to be embarrassed about failing. So they're just setting these women up for a fall by doing that, by diversifying the questions. I mean, this is what we pointed out earlier, that they were lowering the questions, making the questions easier, allowing people to get into university with much lower grades, much lower standards. And of course, then they fail when it comes to the finals on shows like this. And it's really the people diversifying the questions fault that these women are then getting trolled, because they should never have been put in that position. And they wouldn't have been put in that position if they actually had an accurate understanding of how bright they really were. But they don't, because they're told, you can do, you go girl. Yes, all you have to do is believe in yourself and you'll be just as bright as the men with their 140 IQ, even though yours is only 115. It's the people that are building these women up that are at fault here, not the people for pointing it out. Hey, Grandpa, what comments on this this diversified questions bit here at the end?
Well, so apparently they were going with Meghan Markle and Beyonce questions at the tryouts, and I didn't even realize it. I should have paid more attention. We've been at this long enough too that we know that oftentimes, quote unquote, trolls are really just people that hurt their feels by pointing out the truth. You know, how many times, these mean, awful trolls. And it's like, you know, well, what do? Well, they put this up. They said this on Twitter or whatever. And it's like, okay, but is it true or not? You know, but it doesn't matter because, again, all of this is based on feels. It's all about the feels. And, you know, but most of the time what I've seen is really good trolls. You know, you have low tier trolls that just say insulting things because they think it's funny and nobody else does. But, you know, top tier trolls, they troll with the truth. Yeah, that's what makes good trolling is they point out the truth and it just triggers these people's feels and gets these sorts of reactions.
Well, in actual fact, they're admitting that when she says, oh, they were trolling me just because I'm a woman. I mean, what she's saying there is I lost in the semifinals just because I'm a woman, because that's what people would have been trolling her about, losing in the semifinals. Anyway, that just about wraps it up for today. Thank you very much for coming on, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. Don't forget to send us a donation to our Bitcoin wallet if you can afford to. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.